did you travel very far from Woodlesford when you were a girl? Did you go on holiday or did you go to Leeds?
Each year we went to Cleethorpes. My mum and dad saved up and we went to Cleethorpes. So we went to stay at this house and every same place every year. We slept there and then we got our own food and she cooked it for us.
And how did you get to Cleethorpes?
We went on the train.
Where from?
Well, from Woodlesford or Leeds, you know, yes. But we often used to go to Leeds on the train, just shopping usually, you know. And I can remember the station quite well. There was we called it Nestle's chocolate then because we weren't familiar with French. I suppose they'd say Nestle now, wouldn't they? And I think it was little bars, you know, you put a penny in or whatever it was and got this little bar of chocolate. And I know the train used to stop at Hunslet, I think, and then at Leeds. You could also go on the bus, of course, but I don't know whether Mum preferred it or whether it was cheaper on the train. And I also used to go down to the station town. A boy that lived opposite us, I used to know his sister, and he was a few years older, and he used to have a bogey and go down to the station and get newspapers and then deliver them. And sometimes he would let us have a ride on his bogey down to the station, and then he'd collect his papers, and of course we had to walk back home, but we enjoyed it. It was a box with four prom wheels and a bit of rope.
Do you know what their name was?
Jackson. Jimmy.
Jimmy Jackson.
Yes.
And they lived in your initial place?
No, they lived in Aberford Road, just opposite us.
Oh, you mean the back of your house?
Yeah, we were at the back. They were on the main road.
Right.
Yeah. His father worked at the pit. I think a few of the houses opposite us were deputy houses, you know, the pit deputy houses. There was my friend Audrey Kent. When her father died and her mum got married, they called them Pew after. And then there was somebody called Dean. And then there was Jackson's, then Maidley's. And then it went on to sort of private houses.
Did you ever go to Eshel House, to anything there?
Yes, I think they had a garden party once or twice. And I know it was quite nice and they had a conservatory with a place in that looked as though it might have been a fountain. It was never filled or going, but I can always remember that. And then, of course, at the gate, there was the little lodge house.
Did somebody live in that?
Oh, yes. Did they call them Howcroft or something like that?
You must have gone down by the canal and the river then.
Oh, we did, yes.
Is there anything about that part of the village that you can remember?
Well, my mother was born at Woodlesford Lock. I don't think their parents lived there, but I think it was some relation of my grandma that lived there, and she was born there.
She was born at the house at Woodlesford Lock.
Mm.
What kind of food do you remember your mum making?
Oh, my mum was an excellent cook, and she didn't waste anything, you know. In fact, things that people wouldn't look at now. I mean, if we had a chicken, she always made a giblet pie with the giblets. And she, on a Thursday, it was baking day, and she made bread and cakes and everything there. She went to Alton Church to her mum. I think my father met her. She was in service at Alton Hall.
Was she?
Yes, and it was a hospital then, after the First World War. And she was married from there at Alton Church.
So she got married by leaving Alton Hall, is that what you mean? She lived at Alton Hall?
Oh, yes, she lived in. And right. She went to a wedding from Alton Hall.
She worked at the hospital, effectively, is that what
yes,
you mean?
Yes, I think she was just a housemaid waitress or something like that, you know. So
she knew the soldiers who...
She must have been. I think it was... Would it be a neurasthenic hospital? Yes.
Did you go to church, then?
Yes, I used to go to Alton Church and I used to go to Sunday school. But the Sunday school was in the school, in Alton School.
And what did you learn at the Sunday school? Was it just like Bible teaching?
Yes, it was, yes. But my mother used to go to Alton Church. She was confirmed at Alton Church and she used to go to the vicarage, you know, and they used to have jumble sales and things like that in the hut.
Did you go to Woodlesford Church at all?
Not very often. We went on Ascension Day, you know, they used to let us off school to go. But I went to Alton mostly.
Did your dad ever tell you anything about what he did during the First World War?
He was in the Navy. He had 5 years' service, and I think it was 17 on reserve. And each year he went to Portsmouth for, I don't know whether it was for a week or a fortnight. I know he had to put his naval uniform on and go and leave us, you know.
Did he tell you which ship he was on in the war?
Yes. Oh, look, well, I don't know. Not in the war. But when he used to go on in reserve, he was on HMS Vampire at Portsmouth.
And what was his job in the Navy? What?
I think he was a gunner or in that type of thing, you know. And he finished his reserve in 1938. Just a year before the war started. Otherwise, he would have been...
In the Second World War as well.
Second World War, yes.
And did your dad go to the pub for a drink?
Occasionally, not regularly, you know. I think they could get a drink of beer at work, you know, if they wanted. So he didn't. He was quite a quiet person, you know. My mum and dad went everywhere, and we did an awful lot of walking up Burlethorpe Lane and Swillington and past the bottom of Temple Newsham Drive and all round there. And we used to visit a farm called Crossley's, which was up there. The sun used to come in a cart, you know, with the milk down our street. Well, a trap and horse and trap. We got to know them quite well. And if we walked up that way, we always called to see them, you know. And I used to have a little look at the animals and things like that.
And did the milk come in bottles or...?
Oh, no. It was in cans and you had a ladle to lift it out with, you know, yes.
And then you paid him there and then, did you?
I think they paid once a week.
And then he would stop at every house, and whoever wanted milk, you'd pour it out into their jug.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, there's also another milkman. I don't know how he came. He lived quite near, just at the back of us, and they called him Mr. Scott. And he used to have cans that he carried, and he came with a little, what we call them, jugs like that, and emptied it into your jug.
Were there any other people who delivered things in the street?
Oh, yes, yes. A man came round with hardware, and then another one came with fruit and veg. Oh, there was a butcher too that used to come. The man that came with the hardware, he used to have paraffin on the back. I think it was a horse and cart he came
with. That was Mr. Rhodes.
Was that Mr. Rhodes? Somebody came round with a roundabout, and it was called, we used to call it the Jam Jar Feast. And we had to take 2 1-pound empty jam jars or a 2-pound jam jar for a ride on it.
And he came what? Did he come every week with that?
No, just occasionally he came. But we all used to go searching for jam jars when he came round.
Looking back on it now, what do you think about growing up in Woodlesford?
Oh, it was all right. We were never bored. There was always games to play and... simple games, hopscotch and whipping top and things like that. And I remember my father made us some little stilts with brush shafts and bits of wood. And we used to try and have a race across the back street because it was cobbled street. I don't know that it still is, but it was then.